So keep those things in mind. Ephesians 1, I just wanted to encourage you today at all that God has done for us when we got saved. It's just amazing all that God does the day we trust Christ. And Ephesians, more than probably any other book, talks about all that we receive in Christ. And we're going to focus on that this morning. So notice, beginning in verse 3 of chapter 1, the Bible says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." So my focus this morning, if you notice there in verse 3, he says, all spiritual blessings. We're going to talk a bit about those blessings together this morning here in Ephesians. So let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us from your word, that you would have your will and way in every heart, Lord, that we would be changed through its power, that we would be listening, learning, and responding. And Lord, that we would just be that much more thankful for all you've done for us, and we would respond accordingly as the Holy Spirit works in our lives. We give you this service, pray you'll be pleased with it, and all that happens here in this service now, we commit to you and love you. In Christ's name we pray, amen. So God has done so much for us, amen? And you've heard me say this before, but when we get saved, we spend basically the rest of our Christian lives trying to understand all the great things that happened at that moment, because God does so much for us when we trust Christ as Savior. And Ephesians, probably more than any other book, talks about all that we have in Christ, in Him, in the Lord. And you'll see as we walk through these things, I'm actually going to talk about 12 spiritual blessings in this book this morning. All of them are because we are now in Christ. We are now part of Him. And in Him, we've received these things. So we'll start with verse 3. He says, "Who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." And so the first of these spiritual blessings that we read about in the book of Ephesians is that we are in heaven already. What do you think about that? You say, "But I'm sitting here." Yes, but time means nothing to God. And in God's mind's eye, the day you trusted Christ, you were put into Christ, who is in heaven, and you are in heaven in Him, doctrinally speaking. We're already in Christ, and we're already in heaven. How can that be? Well, because with God, all things are possible. Amen. But look over in chapter 2, verse 6, where God expounds a little bit on this truth. He says, "And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." We are seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus right now as we speak. We're already in Christ, which means we're already in heaven. Another reason why there's no way we can lose our salvation. We're already there. Doctrinally speaking, it's done. And so the first spiritual blessing that we have in Christ here we see is that we're in heavenly places. The second one in verse 4 of our passage, "according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world." God chose us. I am not preaching Calvinism or predestination, but God chose us to be his child. When we heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit convicted our heart of our need for Christ, and we responded, and we trusted Christ as our Savior. And God chose us to be saved. Notice it says when? Before the foundation of the world. Go to Romans chapter 8. Most of us know verse 28, that there's a piece of Romans 8, 28 that we often just kind of skip over. We always focus on the all things work together for good, but I want you to see the last part of the verse. Romans 8, 28. It says, wrong chapter. "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God." Well, look at the rest of the verse. to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now again, time means nothing to God. God knows everything. God knows the future. And God knew way back, before the foundation of the world, who would trust Jesus Christ as Savior. And we have been chosen. But notice it says there in verse 4 of Ephesians 1, in him, in Christ. And we should be praising God every day of our lives that we have found Christ. As my friend, the Bible says that it is a narrow way. The Bible says broad is the way, wide is the gate that leadeth to destruction. Narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And rather, we shouldn't be saying, well, you know, I'm one of the few. Woe to them that aren't. No, we should be saying, praise God that I heard the gospel and I believed and I got saved. And now we should be concerned for those who haven't and try to tell them about Christ so that they can also be chosen in him. So in verse 3, we're in heavenly places in Christ. And you'll see this theme as we go through, in Christ. Verse 4, we're chosen in him. And then look at verse 4 as well, number 3 this morning, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Because we are in Christ, one of the spiritual blessings we receive is that we have now been declared sinless. It's the doctrine of justification. And it's best summarized in 2 Corinthians 5:21, if you want to turn there. 2 Corinthians 5:21. But in Christ, we have now been declared holy, which is sinless, and without blame. Again, sinless. That's us. Because of us being in him. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him, that's Jesus, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Look at the last two words. In him. We are righteous in him. We are holy and without blame in him. And so not only are we in heavenly places and chosen, but we have been declared holy and without blame in Christ. Colossians 2:10, turn over there quickly and we'll see it as well. Colossians chapter 2, verse 10, where the Bible tells us, ye are complete. Look what it says, Colossians 2:10. Ye are complete, what? Look at those two words. In him. We are complete in Christ. We are holy, we're righteous, we're without blame. But back to our passage, Ephesians 1, verse 5 this time. So we've looked at 3 already. We're in heavenly places. He's chosen us, and we're holy and without blame. Look at number 4, verse 5. He hath predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. When we were placed into Christ, we were adopted into God's family. Isn't that beautiful? That's why we refer to ourselves as brothers and sisters. That's why we call ourselves the children of God. That's why we can refer to God as our Father, because we are his children. We are in his family now. We've been adopted into his family. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The day you trusted Christ, you were adopted into God's family. Romans 8:15 said, we have not received the spirit of bondage, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. In Christ, we have been adopted into God's family. What a beautiful truth. Verse 6, number 5 this morning. Ephesians 1. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Now, this is an important truth for Christians. There's a lot of Christians that don't understand this truth. And they're trying to earn God's favor. They're trying to somehow think that doing good works makes them more acceptable to God. And it doesn't. Our acceptability to God has nothing to do with our behavior. It has everything to do with Christ. When we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, why will we be allowed into heaven? Not because of what we did, but because of who Jesus is and what he did. And we need to understand that as Christians. We don't serve God to try to earn heaven. We serve God because we love Him. Because we're so grateful that He saved us and gave us eternal life and a home in heaven. We are accepted in the Beloved. So don't serve Christ to try to earn something. Serve Christ because you love Him. And that's your way of saying, I love you to the Lord. We are accepted. You are 100% acceptable to God in Christ. And you know, this is one of the reasons why we as Christians need to be ever so careful that we always forgive and reconcile with other Christians. Because we often fall into this trap of thinking, well, there's all these other Christians and their doctrine is so messed up. And there's plenty out there. And we look down on them and in some ways even condemn them in our own eyes. We've got to be careful because you know what? You're going to spend forever with them in heaven if they're born again. Their doctrine might be messed up. It'll be straight in heaven. All of us will be spot on in our doctrine in heaven. And we're going to find out we were all wrong in some areas. As long as we were right on how to get to heaven, amen? Which is trusting Jesus Christ. So we need to be careful to understand that those people who we may not agree with doctrinally, they're also accepted in Christ, 100% as same as us. And we're going to spend forever with them in heaven. But we are not acceptable because of what we do. We are acceptable because of who we are in. And that's what it says. We are accepted in the Beloved. And as the Bible says, there is now therefore no condemnation, Romans 8:1, to those who are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. We're 100% accepted in Christ. Number 6, look at verse 7. In whom we have redemption. In whom? There's those first two words. In whom we have redemption through His blood. You are redeemed today because you are in Christ. Redeemed means to be bought back from the devil and from sin. And Jesus purchased us with the greatest price ever paid in the history of the world, His blood. In whom we have redemption through His blood. We are redeemed in Jesus Christ. I should have numbered these, 3, 4, 5. That was number 6, right? So now we're going to jump into the... Might as well just finish out the book of Ephesians and do all 12 spiritual blessings. So let's move on. Verse 11 of Ephesians 1. It says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. So there's that phrase, in whom again. Verse 11. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance. If you're born again today, you're in Christ. And if you're in Christ today, you have obtained an inheritance. Because we are now joint heirs with Christ. And it's hard for us to get our heads around this sometimes, but we have inherited through Christ and being in Christ, we've inherited things that we can't even imagine. They'll be so wonderful. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1:4, incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. God has reserved for us an incorruptible, undefiled inheritance. But why? Verse 11, because of who we're in. And I think that was number 7, inheritance. Yes. Number 8 is in chapter 13 of Ephesians Chapter 1, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. So twice in that verse it says, in whom, because we have trusted Christ, we were what? We were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. God put a seal on us. He mentions it in Ephesians 4:30 as well. It says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. God placed a seal on us, and that seal lasts until the day of redemption. We're sealed by God because of who we're in. Notice verse 13. In whom, after that you believed, you were sealed. The Bible says in Jude 1 that we're preserved in Jesus Christ. You are sealed, you are preserved because you are in Jesus Christ. Was that number 8? I think so. Number 9 is chapter 2, verse 5, where it says, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved. Notice it says, with Christ, there in verse 5 of chapter 2. What happened? We were quickened. That means we were given new life. 1 Corinthians 15:22 says, as in Adam all die, even in Christ shall all be made alive. We were given eternal life. We were given life the day we trusted Jesus Christ. That's what the word quickened means, to give life. Together with Christ. Number 10 is found in verse 13 of chapter 2. It says, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Before we're saved, we're enemies of God. That's what the Bible says. But after we trust Christ, it says, in Christ Jesus, we are made nigh. We are reconciled to God. We now have access to the Holy of Holies in heaven through the blood of Jesus Christ. We are made nigh. The Bible says in Romans 5:1, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace. The Bible says that partition has been broken down and we have peace with the Lord. We now have access to Almighty God. We've been made nigh because we are, verse 13, in Christ Jesus. Number 11 is found in chapter 2, verse 18. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. So this is related to number 10. Where we are made nigh, but this talks not only about us having the peace, but it talks about the access that we've been given. In whom we have boldness and access, the Bible says in chapter 3, verse 12. You and I have been given boldness to enter the Holy of Holies. What are we told in Hebrews 4? To come boldly into the throne of grace. Not because we deserve it, because of Jesus and because we're in Jesus. And then the last one, chapter 5, verse 8, number 12. Then we'll get the introduction out of the way. It says, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light. Look at these next three words. In the Lord. In the Lord. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. In John 8, 12. We have been made light. We were darkness. We've been made light. In the Lord. Now, by the way, these 12 things, that's just a sampling, just from Ephesians, of all that we have been given in Christ. Isn't that amazing? Just in one little book, with 6 chapters, we've been placed in heavenly places, we've been chosen, we've been made righteous, we've been adopted, we've been accepted, we've been redeemed, we have an inheritance, we've been sealed, we've been quickened, we've been made nigh, we've been given access, and we are made light. In Christ. All of that in Christ. So what should that mean for all of us? We'll go to Ephesians 2:10. Because Ephesians has another word that keeps showing up. Besides the word in. And that is the word walk. Because we are in Christ. All of these things have happened for us. But God says now that you are in Christ, I want you to get up and walk. Not sit. Now he's talking spiritually, of course. You're not given all these things so that you can sit around and say, look at all these things God gave me. No, we've been given all these things and God says, now I want you to get up and I want you to go forward and walk. I want you to serve me. I've made it possible. I've done everything for you. I've given you my Holy Spirit. I've given you the Word of God. I've already given you heaven and eternal life. It's all done. Now take these few years you have between the day you're saved, the day you go to heaven, and walk. Move forward. Accomplish things for me. Ephesians 2:10, for we are His workmanship. Look what it says. Created what? In Christ Jesus. There it is again. Unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So we are created in Christ Jesus. We've already seen that. 12 things He's done for us. But He also says He's created in Christ Jesus for a purpose. Unto good works. And He says, I want you to walk in them. I want you to take all these amazing gifts I've given you, all this talent I've given you, my own power in my presence, and I want you to walk. I want you to serve me. I want you to do good works. Look at Ephesians 4:1. We'll see it again. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. What vocation is that? The vocation of being a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, someone that's in Christ. God says, walk what? Worthy. Act like a Christian. And now look at Ephesians 5:8. For see, you were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. We looked at that already. That was our 12th thing that we receive in Christ is light. But look at the last phrase. Walk as children of light. God has done all this for us, and all He asks for us is that we now serve Him. That we walk. Not sit, but walk. The day of rest is coming, the Bible says, but it's not here yet. And God has done all these things for us, and by the way, it was all a gift. We didn't earn it, we didn't pay for it, we can't do anything to get it. God just gives it to us when we ask. But in return, walk. Walk for me. Walk in good works. Walk worthy. Walk as children of light. That's just a sampling, by the way. This is what God wants from us. Because we've received all these spiritual blessings, and that's just 12 of them from one book, what does He say but walk for me? Serve me. Do good works. Walk as children of light. Walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. And He doesn't just send us on our way after we get saved and gives us all these things and say, I'll see you when you get to heaven. He says, no, I'm going to go with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm even going to indwell you and empower you so that you can accomplish things, these things. That's why the Bible says it's the fruit of the Spirit, right? It's the Spirit that produces the fruit as we yield to Him and walk for Him. So we should spend our entire Christian lives praising God for all of His spiritual blessings, which seem to have no end, but then taking all that He's given us and put it to work and walk for Him and serve Him, because He has done so much for us. He wants us to do so much for Him. Amen. He's given us all these spiritual blessings. Praise God. Let's pray. Lord, I want to thank You.